This is the domestic cricket podcast for the 5th of February. Western Australia fought back on day two of their Sheffield Shield match against leaders Queensland. They took the last five Queensland wickets for an addition of just 24 runs in the morning, and then closed strong in their second innings on 240 for 5. Michael Hogan picked up three of the five balls batsmen to fall to end with figures of 4 for 43, while Nathan Coulter-Nile accounted for the other two to end with 3 for 41. Adam Burgess and Sean Marsh then helped the Warriors recover from a slight wobble, adding 162 for the fourth wicket, as Western Australia reached jumps with a lead of 183 runs. Greg Lamb hit 139 to help Mountaineers recover from a shaky start, closed the opening day of their Logan Cup fixture against Southern Rocks on 309 for 7. They had slipped to 50 for 4 at one stage, but Lamb and Mark Pertini added 150 for the fifth wicket, before Pertini became Matthew Pardo's maiden first-class victim when on 83. Lamb went on to make 139 and put on a further 98 for the sixth wicket with Kudzai Saramba. Over in Bulawayo, there was no play on the first day between leaders Matabele Lantuskers and second place Midwest Rhinos. Duronto Rajshahi upset Bangladesh Premier League leaders Sylhet Royals in Mapur. The Royals were restricted to 147 for 8 by some intelligent bowling, with Jarul Islam then hitting 49 not out as Duronto Rajshahi overhauled that total in the final over to win by 5 wickets. Mukhtar Ali also played an important role, ending on 26 off 17 balls, as he and Jarul added an unbroken 46 for the 6th wicket. And Namal Haque 83 off only 46 balls as Dhaka Gladiators trounced Rangpur Riders in the second match. Haque shared stands of 82 with Shakib Ul Hasan and 77 with Darren Stevens, as Dhaka amassed 217 for 4 after being invited to bat. Rangpur then struggled throughout their run chase and were eventually dismissed for 129. Shakib and Mashrafe Mortaza did the bulk of the damage, taking 5 wickets for 39 runs between them.